Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am Ian Russell Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hartman as described in the reports listed above. Those pertain to an injury he allegedly sustained at work on 9/28/16. He is now a 63-year-old male who reports he was injured again on 5/21/21. Make that 5/20/21. He was riding on an electric track, which struck a piece of steel on the floor. The impact threw him into the steel cage on the track. On the jack, period. As a result, he believes he injured his shoulder, comma, biceps, comma, both on the right, comma, abdomen, comma, and back. Apparently, he did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently, he did experience bruising of the right shoulder immediately afterwards. Apparently, he did not go to the emergency room after this event. Apparently, he had subsequent evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the right shoulder. Pretty has completed a course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Hartman alleged on 5/20/21, he struck a dock plate with a power jack and injured his abdomen, comma, ribs, comma, right shoulder, comma, and lower back. Period. Medical records show he was seen at urgent care on 5/23/21, period. He told Dr. Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, he had an electric jack pallet accident, injuring his right shoulder and right lower quadrant of the abdomen. Pretty complained of swelling and hematomas around those areas. Period. They performed an evaluation, including x-rays of the right ribs that showed no clear evidence of rib fracture or dislocation. Period. History was remarkable for open heart surgery for a thoracic aortic aneurysm repair, after which he had done well. Period. He had full range of motion of the right shoulder with mild discomfort. Period. Strength was full. Period. There was a mild contusion overlying the right lower quadrant of the abdomen, with no perceptible hematoma and no muscular wall defect. Period. He was given diagnoses of costochondral joint sprain, comma, right rib contusion, comma, abdominal muscle strain, comma, abdominal wall contusion, comma, strain of right rotator cuff tendon, comma, and contusion of the right shoulder. Period. X-rays of the chest showed no evidence of pneumothorax, but did reveal the post-surgical changes consistent with his history of prior thoracic aortic aneurysm repair. Period. He was removed from work and initiated on conservative care. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by nurse practitioner Atkinson, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N, on 5/27/21, period. He gave a history of being employed with the insured for 25 years as a driver and had no prior work-related injuries, period. Parentheses, this is clearly inaccurate. Close parentheses. Period. Ms. Atkinson diagnosed right posterior rib contusion, comma, right shoulder contusion, comma, and abdominal contusion. Period. He was given a prescription for incentive spirometry. Period. He was quickly referred for a CAT scan of the chest. The CAT scan was done on 6/8/21. It showed a mildly displaced acute right posterolateral 10th rib fracture. It showed an aortic valve replacement with coronary artery and aortic calcification seen. There were small mediastinal lymph nodes, but they are not frankly enlarged by CT size criteria. There was a 3x2 millimeter calcified granuloma in the right middle lobe. He had a punctate calcified granuloma also seen in the left upper lobe laterally. There were no suspicious nodules or masses. He also had small bilateral renal parapelvic cysts and a small right renal cortical cyst. The X-rays also showed median sternotomy wires present with a hemangioma seen within the T7 vertebral body. He was then referred for an MRI of the right shoulder. This was completed on 6/29/21 to be inserted. He returned on 7/1/21 and was referred for specialist consultation. In paragraph, Mr. Hartman was seen by orthopedist Dr. Disabella on 7/7/21. He gave diagnoses of right shoulder pain, right rib pain. Superior labrum, anterior to posterior tear of the right shoulder, and right rib pain with a closed rib fracture. He elicited a history of the open heart surgery, open left knee surgery, left shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, acromioplasty with TAD on 2/7/17, and left total hip arthroplasty ESW on 125/20. He admitted to previous work-related injuries, but denied any history of motor vehicle accidents, chiropractic treatment in the past, or physical therapy to the right shoulder. New paragraph. Dr. Disabella handed over his care to shoulder specialist Dr. Dwyer, who evaluated him on 8/4/21. He was able to review the shoulder MRI and indicated its impressions were glenohumeral osteoarthritis with labeled degeneration / tearing, paralabral cyst inferiorly at 6 o'clock position, and cartilage thinning. There was rotator cuff tendinosis with interstitial tears of the subscapularis and supraspinatus tendons, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis and a subacromial spur. There was medial sublux long head of the biceps tendon with tendinosis and interstitial tearing. This was the non-contrast MRI. He saw Dr. Disabella again on 8/17/21. He denied having any pain around the rib at that time period. X-rays of the right ribs were done around 8/24/21 to be inserted period. New paragraph on 10/7/21, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery on the right shoulder to be inserted here. Per the petitioner had physical therapy postoperatively running through 12/22/21 period. He continued to see Dr. Dwyer and his colleagues through 2/9/22 period. At that time, Dr. Dwyer released him to his job with no restrictions at maximum medical improvement period. He had no pain and only had restricted internal rotation of the shoulder period. He has an 8-level restriction of inter-rotation period. He was already working full duty period. He was performing his full tasks with no issues or complaints period. Physical exam. Lungs and torso normal, abdomen normal, extremities upper. Inspection revealed bilateral healed scars consistent with his shoulder surgeries. Period. There was contracture of the right palm. Period. He states the right shoulder bothers him more than the left. Period. Left shoulder motion had internal rotation to 70 degrees but was otherwise full. Period. Right shoulder motion was full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to T12 and on the left was to T9. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Shoulder maneuvers, negative. Hands, wrists, elbows. He had a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 5/20/21, Russell Hartman was thrown from his electric pallet jack when it struck another object period. He was seen by urgent care on 5/23/21 when x-rays of the right ribs showed a single fracture period. He remained symptomatic and underwent a CAT scan of the chest and MRI of the right shoulder period. He also had orthopedic treatment. Period. At first, this was conservative in nature. Period. He eventually underwent the surgery on the right shoulder by Dr. Dwyer on 10/7/21 to be inserted here. Period. Physical therapy was rendered postoperatively through 12/22/21. Period. Dr. Dwyer discharged him from care on 2/9/22 to full duty. Period. New paragraph. You have informed me that Mr. Hartman has alleged several prior injuries that will be inserted here as marked from your cover letter period. He also had motor vehicle accidents on 5/16/06, 12/22/05, 7/16/02, 3/17/87, 3/13/85, 4/23/84, and 7/5/81 period. However, he currently does not relate being involved in any motor vehicle accidents period. His current exam demonstrated full range of motion of the right shoulder period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative period. Evaluation of his torso and abdomen was normal period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen or torso slash back. Period. Although he has returned to employment with the insured, he states he works in the back hall where there is no physical labor involved. period, and